This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and I'm here talking with Mayor Shane Schrader about Amendment A. Amendment A is what you're going to see on your ballot paper when you go to the polls in November or earlier if you're absentee voting. And what Amendment A allows is going to allow is for municipalities, commission, counties and also subdivisions to invest in the equity market. At the moment, they can invest in a limited number of US Treasury bonds and so on, but this would open it up to all forms of stock investment. So, good morning, Shane. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good, thank you. So, we've already talked, 307 Net Radio has already talked to someone who is against our county treasurer, who's who not only herself but her association, that County Treasurer's Association, is against Amendment A, and you are part of the Wyoming Association of Municipalities and our mayor, and you are for it. Would you like to explain why you are for it?
Well, it's smart investments, and you know, with the uncertainty of the economy, not investing our dollars wisely leaves the probability of leaving a lot of money on the table that could be brought back to the taxpayers to be used for everything from grants to infrastructure to whatever project the city may come up with. So, just investing the money wisely is a smart idea.
So uncertainty is the key word here. Many people know that the stock market is unpredictable. It is uncertain. Mm-hmm. You like to think that when you make an investment, you've chosen wisely and you will reap a good return on it. But as we often hear, mm-hmm. stocks may go up as well as down and nothing is sure. Surely for a public entity, that makes it a lot of risk for money which should really just be going into public services.
Well, you know, that's correct. That's why you have to invest it wisely and you have to follow the stock market. And you just can't invest Harry Carey willy-nilly. You have to watch the stock market and you have to watch your dollars wisely. You have to invest them in the right areas.
So I think there are two questions that lead from that. One is, who is wise and expert and would be making those decisions? Would it be our city councilors?
Most of the dollars, you know, the state already does this. And you invest it with trusted people. And those people, you know, have the best interest at heart. And if we don't make money, they don't make money. So that it has to be invested wisely. And again, you just have to watch it and be able to get your money back when things start going, if they start going a different direction.
So are you saying that there would be some kind of expert management system put in place that municipalities would, such as the City of Buffalo, would be calling upon, and would we pay for that? How would it actually work in practice?
It's like investing your private dollars. To my understanding, and I could be 100% wrong, but it's like investing your private dollars. You know, they go through money management organizations, they go through investment corporations, and, you know, unfortunately in today's world, I don't think there's too much that you can do that doesn't have a cost to it.
So what we'd be doing in theory then is what you're saying is we'd be spending some money to make more money.
Yes.
Okay. And another question that I know people have in their minds is, how come there's that much liquidity for a municipality, say, like the City of Buffalo or our county, that would just be sort of sloshing around and not be being put into services and could actually be invested? What sort of sums of money are we talking about? And what would be the kind of terms and conditions for that? I mean, could we pull that money out at any time? Because sometimes you need the money and it's not the right time to pull it out. How would that all work in practice?
Yeah, are you asking, you know, how much the city has in reserves?
well, how much money the city would be prepared to consider for an investment such as this.
Well, you know, if Amendment A passes, then, you know, it would come down to, you know, the city council and the clerk treasurer, and you decide how much money is available to be invested. And, you know, maybe there's, sometimes there may not be that money to be invested, and sometimes you may have some extra cash that could be invested and get a return for the taxpayer.
So just because Amendment A is on the ballot and could potentially pass in Wyoming doesn't mean to say that those who are entitled to do that, whether it's counties or subdivisions or municipalities, it doesn't mean to say that they would be required to do it. It means that it would be at their discretion.
To my understanding, it's at our discretion. I mean, it's our money. That, you know, they know how they would require us to invest our money. So I do believe it's up to the individual municipality, county entity, or political subdivision, you know, that could, if chosen, have the opportunity to do so.
So just to come back to a point, why, if there are reserves that could potentially be available for investment and therefore potentially be subject to attracting a higher dividend or making some money off that money, why isn't that going into services when, you know, that you look around our community and there are lots of things that people would like to see improved or done or so on? Why wouldn't that money just stay in services? It's taxpayers' money. Shouldn't it just stay here, working here?
Well, sometimes you have X amount of dollars and it's not enough to get the project done, but you could invest some and get that extra cash or investment, you know, investment on your return, and, you know, you could use that portion of the money for matching grants or use it towards that project in general that you want to get done, but you just don't have the cash on hand to do.
Okay. So I reliably told that this comes out of Natrona County's problem, a nice problem to have, where they have a very substantial $100 million or so of funds that is currently, they would like to see a greater yield on from the sale of their hospital. We don't have that here. How do you think this would apply in Buffalo?
Well, in Buffalo, you know, again, you know, it would go back to, you know, the cash on hand. You know, do we have the cash in the bank to invest it at that time? You know, is there the possibility of it? Again, it's, you know, we don't know until Amendment A passes if we're even interested in doing this.
Okay. So one thing that I think characterizes our times right now is uncertainty and volatility. Mm-hmm. We certainly seem to be living in much less predictable moments than we maybe felt we have done before. How do you really know that the money will be well invested? You mentioned that you give it to people who are professional and expert, but WyoStar, and WyoStar 2, which has been administering and investing the funds at a state level, which was permitted a few years ago, that has not done so well. It's down over 19% in its yield and dividend right now. Is this really a smart time to be doing this?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, is there ever a smart time to invest your money? You know, if you look at the state, they've performed about three times better with their funds than they would have if not invested in equities, you know? Is that something that, you know, if Amendment A passes, the city of Buffalo needs to look at with a very keen eye and hardened thought process? Absolutely.
Okay. So I know that the County Treasurers Association and a number of the individual county treasurers as individuals have come out against Amendment A, and you would think that they might know, given that they're money people, they're treasurers and money people. Who around Wyoming of the professional associations and so on is in support of this?
I know for sure that WAM is, you know, the Wyoming Association of Municipalities. And that's about 93 municipalities in there. And I'm not sure if every municipality that's a member is in agreement, but that's a lot of support just coming from WAM itself. Political subdivisions and county entities, you know, I do believe that the Wyoming County Commissioners Association is in support of it. Political subdivisions, you know, they're each on their own entity. There's really not a special district board association out there that I know of that could weigh in on this, but I do believe that, again, WAM and the County Commissioners Associations are in favor of it.
Okay, thank you. And so to be clear, there are two steps to this. There's just voting it on the ballot so that it could be an option that municipalities and counties and subdivisions could consider. It doesn't necessarily mean that if it passed, it would mean that they were required to. It would be completely at their discretion as to whether they chose to do this at whatever time, and how then they chose to invest those funds would be subject to each individual instance.
To my understanding, that's a correct statement.
And just to be clear for voters, this will only pass if a majority vote yes. No vote is a no vote, so to speak. So if you leave a blank, it counts as a no vote. So to pass, 51% of voters would need to support this initiative.
Correct, and that's statewide, so...
Okay, so it's a statewide, it's not just...
A local issue.
A local issue, okay. Well, Mayor Schrader, thank you very much for explaining about Amendment A and why we should vote for it. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.